Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Well, you've heard about love and giving sight to the blind. My baby loving cause the sun to shine and she must be a little bang.
Little Stevie Ray bringing us back to late grade SRV 23 after the hour. Thanks for staying with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and I went for my book, The Third Ingredient, with a number three, thethirdingredient.com. Weldon Long is here. Weldon is the author of The Power of Consistency, also The Upside of Fear, and a bunch of other books. Weldon, I need your website, please.
WeldonLong.com, WeldonLong.com.
He's an amazing speaker. People seek him out all over the world to hear his story on perseverance and consistency and purpose and selling. All those. If you're going to be in sales, you got to learn how to stay focused and have a purpose, right, Weldon?
Amen. You got to know where you're going, right? It's like the old Alice in Wonderland. Which way do I go? And he said, "Well, I don't really know." And then he said, "Well, it doesn't matter which way you go then."
That's right.
You got lost.
If you don't know where you're going, any road will take you there, right?
Absolutely, absolutely. And like you said, you know, the first thing is got to figure out get clarity on the problem, and then you got to get clarity on what you want to have happen.
Isn't it amazing?
You know, a lot of times,
isn't it amazing how just willing yourself to take one step in the direction of your purpose, what your real purpose is, and say, okay, I'm going to take one step, and then you take another one, and it's amazing. It takes time. You have to have patience, and you have to. One of the things, though, I want you to talk about, because this is something that I think you know more about than anybody I know, you have to believe in yourself. Part of your purpose formula has got to include believing in yourself. What do you think?
Absolutely. I mean, listen, our expectations for a result have a direct relationship on the outcome, right? Because when you have a thought in your brain, right, that thought triggers the hypothalamus, which fires off a chemical, which triggers the emotion. So if I have a very positive thought, you know, then my brain starts producing dopamine and endorphins, mm-hmm. and I have a positive emotion. Positive emotions are going to fuel positive behaviors, and those behaviors are going to produce, you know, positive results. I tell people all the time, if you want temporary change in your life, if you want temporary change in your business, focus on what you're doing. If you want permanent change, you got to focus on what you're thinking. And that thinking, that's the expectation. That's what you're talking about. That you have to have, you know, that confidence. And we're talking about confidence, you know, dispersed with some humility, of course. We're not talking about arrogance here. But we're talking about a deep, abiding faith in yourself, in your ability to get things done. Because if you don't believe you can, why would you extend the effort to try to do it? You have to believe the effort's going to pay off.
You also have to believe in effort. You have to believe in the return on effort, too. And this is something, if you're lazy, if you can't get out from under being lazy, then, you know, none of this that Shell and I, that Weldon and I are talking about, matters. If you can't get up off your backside and make this, if you're not willing to invest energy and time and effort and willpower in yourself, then you might as well just, you know, go do something else. What do you think?
Absolutely. And, you know, I tell people all the time that the thing that you gotta be willing to get up, you know, and take the action. Right? My dad used to say, do something, son. Even if it's wrong, do something. Because the reality is in life, there is no such thing as failure. There's learning, right? Mm-hmm. It's only failure if you give up. Mm-hmm. But, you know, it's that old Chinese proverb, fall down 8 times, get up 9, right? It's pretty simple.
Right.
As long as you keep going and put in the effort you're talking about, any temporary setbacks are just learning. It's an education.
I want to throw
you
something else
look at
out.
It as
I want to throw something else out here, Weldon. One of the things, that, and I wrote about this weekend, is when you talk about focus, you know, don't, even while you're struggling, don't wish today would be over. Don't wish your life away, because when you think back on the struggles that you have, you're benefiting today. You're stronger today because you remember those days. And absolutely. What I'm saying is every day is as they say, is a gift. Don't wish your life away. Whatever you're dealing with today, don't wish today was over, because just remember this. Have this as a memory, a defining moment in your life. What do you think?
Well, it's like James Allen, or Viktor Frankl said, "A man's search for meaning." You got to get to a point where you understand that there's meaning and significance in the suffering. So when you're in having a bad day, rather than trying to wish it away, right? It's like you got to understand, okay, there's some purpose here. There's some significance in this challenge I'm facing. My job is to figure out what that lesson is, learn it, and move on, right? If we just wallow in the misery, if we just see the suffering as this random, you know, thing happening to us, then you can't learn anything from it.
Right.
You got to pause. You got to stop and say, hey, I got a real mess on my hands here. What am I supposed to be learning? Because there's always a lesson in the suffering. That was the core point in Man's Search for Meaning.
Right. That's exactly right. Weldon, last thoughts. Give us your last thoughts before we wrap up today.
I just want to encourage everybody to not get distracted with all the craziness, right? Looking back makes you depressed. Looking forward makes you anxious. You got to focus on today. And you got to remember what you're working on today. What's your purpose for your business? What's the purpose for your family? Remember, it's purpose that is the, you know, the foundation, the keystone in the temple of achievement.
Well said. WeldonLong.com is the website. You can find all of his books there and all of his writing. Hey, Weldon, good job today. Will you come back?
Absolutely, Jim. Always my pleasure, my friend.
We love having you on the show. Weldon Long, ladies and gentlemen. He'll be back another day. We'll get him back real soon. In the meantime, I got to take a quick break. I'm Jim Blessing. Here's Robert Cray to take us out.
Whether they're right or wrong, at least the mystery is gone.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.